Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Happy Friday and Happy New Year, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
Let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. It's always the same.
Yeah.
But my name is Mark, and I'll be your host for the next couple of hours or so.
Yes.
Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Hey, hey.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Yes. And to her right is my boy, Tygen.
What's up?
What's up, everybody? What's up? Like I said, it's 2017. This is our first show of 2017.
We talked to you people last year.
Yes, it's been a whole year.
It's been a whole week.
And of course, every check and deposit slip I have written thus far, I have written 16.
16.
So. Wrong.
Whoops. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Asylum.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Yep. Replaying 16 again.
Yep. And I've done that several times myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it. Actually still writing 12 for the month.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd like to give you a brief, very brief Radio St. Pete weather report.
Mm-hmm.
Clouding up, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be crappy.
Yeah.
That is your St. Pete. Radio St. Pete weather report.
Crappy with a chance of ooh.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Hulu day.
And I think it's going to be a little chilly.
Yes, yes. I was actually watching the radar, and the storms were creeping closer and closer in from the Gulf, and the sky is getting blacker and blacker.
Right. Still can't complain about this winter.
No,
I mean, come on,
definitely
man.
Not.
Yeah. I mean, this is as mild as it gets.
It's too hot, right,
Ty? Too hot.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's been a good winter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we go any farther, I want to give a big shout out to a Radio St. Pete guru, Joe B.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, who has the tissues?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Now, listen, Joe B joined Dean Logan's job talk show.
Yes.
Earlier this week.
Wednesday at 12:05.
And the topic was Radio St. Pete.
One of the topics.
Yeah. And not only did Joe give favorable shout outs to everybody on Radio St. Pete.
Yes. The
all
whole
of the
team.
Shows. But he said some things about our show that
get a little misty.
Made me a little weepy.
Yes.
I am so proud of me. I'm so proud of my crew. We love being on Radio St. Pete.
Yes, we do.
I don't know
yes,
where else do. We'd rather be, I'm telling you. Joe B., thank you so much. Really.
Yes.
Truly.
Yes.
It means a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it was obvious that you're glad to have us, and we're glad to be here.
Yes, definitely. Exactly.
Anyway, hope we don't let you down tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Way to go.
It's still early.
We're firing it up tonight.
Yes.
Hey, here's some good news.
Good news.
Good news. On Thursday, Mayor Rick Kreisman, he filed for his reelection.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. When do you think... when did he become mayor?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure.
Ty, any guesses?
A while ago.
Nah, not that long ago, actually. 2013.
Oh,
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. 2013. In a statement, Mayor Christman said, "Our residents, business owners, and community groups are interested in action and progress, not politics. They want a mayor who faces challenges head on and gets things done."
Yes.
I've been that mayor.
Yes, he has.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
He's got my vote.
Mm-hmm. He's mayor, man.
During his tenure, the mayor has immersed himself in issues like the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium.
Yes.
The Pier Project.
Yes.
And hiring a new police chief.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Looking ahead, Mayor Christman expressed a desire to improve public schools and upgrade the city's ailing water waste system.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if ailing sums it up.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty bad.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Malignant.
Yeah, that's better.
Yep. If you are looking to cast a vote for Mayor Rick Christman, you can, let's see, the St. Pete primary election is August 29th.
Okay.
And the general election is November 7th.
Okay.
Right. And
so maybe we should volunteer for his campaign.
Well, we could do something.
We
I
could.
Mean, I don't know what we could do, but we could do something.
Let us know.
Just let us
know.
We
will have a beer in his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or two or three.
Yeah.
Couple.
Yeah.
Couple.
Hey, if
couple.
He ever wanted to come on the happy hour show.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could do that.
Well, we want to help him get reelected. Mm. So maybe he should stick to job talk and some of the other programs.
More professional programs.
Classic
City
places.
Hall broadcast.
City Hall broadcast, right.
Yes.
Some
you
of
know.
Those.
Not, right. not the shenanigans that go on. And
he might have a good time here.
I'm sure he would have a great time here.
I don't
here.
Know why he wouldn't.
Everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yep. Okay. But. Hey, one of the things we do here on the show, we try to have a pre-show dinner every week.
Yes.
This week.
I try to feed everyone so they're not right. grumpy.
Right. We went to one of our old faves.
Yes.
And that is Daly's.
Daly's
Burgers.
Flame broiled burgers.
Oh my God, they're good.
I know. They are so good. You walk into the place.
But you can't even pull in the parking lot.
No.
I mean, as soon as you pull in the parking lot, you start to salivate.
Exactly.
It's one of those places.
It is one of those places. Little hidden gem here in Little Old Seminole.
Little Old Seminole.
They are located at 10754 70th Avenue.
Okay.
Right off of Seminole Boulevard.
All right.
Which 70th Avenue is the same street that Seminole Elementary mm-hmm. is on.
A Little Old Seminole folks. Is not going to be so little anymore. I mean, no. we got a big time mall going.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And I've seen some very interesting signs going up on buildings.
Like what?
Over there.
Tell me about those signs.
Chipotle.
No way.
Their sign Chipotle. Is up. They are not
Chipotle.
Open
There's
yet.
There's going to be a Chipotle?
Yes.
Is it? How do you say it?
I have no idea. I say Chipotle.
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 Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I say coolant, so who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who are your parents?
Say it again.
Coolant.
Coolant.
Coolant. I don't know. It's coolant.
That it's means you coolant. Also say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. Right.
Cool Whip.
But anyway, cool man, the mall is coming along.
The other thing that I saw, and I saw this sign on the building today. It was not there the other day, I don't think. Mm. Petco.
Yes.
There's going to be a Petco.
There's going to be a Petco. So.
Tilly's going to be very happy about it.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially
Nobody
since.
Else will be.
Because BB&T is awesome and I do the online banking, I get 10% cash back. Every on my purchases at Petco.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Did you hear that, Tilly?
Nice.
Your only child life just got a little better.
Yeah, yep. right.
As if you're suffering
I mean,
now.
Hannah Claire, you came home with a bunch of Tilly gifts today.
I did.
Where'd
yeah.
you get all those?
I got those at Bark Life.
Bark Life. Where's
that? Yeah, it's by Einstein Bagels and the Vision Works.
Here in Seminole?
Right down the street.
Park Boulevard, right there by the Diva the Nail Salon.
Yeah, where Seminole go?
I know.
Yeah, we're doing
all kinds
good.
Of stuff going on.
We're
going
to get so big, we're going to have to move.
Yeah.
Seriously. They also just opened a Smoothie King on Park Boulevard. Right at the corner of Park and 113th in the ground floor of that office building on the...
Yeah.
Did they move
Southeast
it?
Southeast corner.
Did they move it? Because there was one like right across the street from Burger King. Right by Seminole Music.
That's Tropical Smoothie. Oh, this is the competition
Smoothie
moving
King. Smoothie King. Oh my goodness, King. I love Smoothie King. Smoothie King is so much better than Tropical Smoothie, I think.
I've not ever had a smoothie from either place. I mean, what makes one better than the other?
Maybe we should have a smoothie off.
Yes, we should
know.
Have
I
a smoothie off.
I don't know, I think they taste better. I don't know, I think Smoothie Kings, they're like...
Well, smoothies are frozen, right?
And like... richer.
They're frozen.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
yeah.
How long, like, if we were to do a smoothie off on the show,
yeah,
how long would we have to, I mean, from like where they are,
yeah,
to the house,
I mean
would
they
be
time.
Watery?
No.
Well, we got
no, they're
fridge,
frozen, but I mean,
know?
They're smoothies and they last.
Okay.
They last longer than that ice cream did.
Well, here in a show, in the near future, we'll do a smoothie.
Yes, well, it's still winter. Yeah. And it's a little, you know.
Well, I don't know if you could call this winter.
Smoothie King has a lot of like protein supplements and like workout enhancement supplement things that they put in their shakes. Like, I usually get the Strawberry Hulk, it's full of protein.
Nice.
Well, maybe what we could do is we could get some Smoothie King smoothies in here.
Yeah.
We'll all have the protein enhanced smoothies, and then we'll have a push up. Contest.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, if we want to do the push-up contest, we need the one with the pre-workout.
Oh, it's a pre-workout.
Okay. The pre-workout stuff in it. That's like crack. Yeah. Well, apparently. Yeah. Have you ever tried it, Ty?
No, but I've known people that have, and it's a little...
Yeah, I hear all the time that it's like speed for weightlifters. It's weird.
Really? Maybe it would
pre-workout.
Be...
Like, I don't know how it's legal.
Yeah. Sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I was going to say, it might be good for the show.
Yeah, right.
Throw a little energy in there. Right. Anyway, if the Smoothie King is a little hidden... However, this morning, they had the large dancing banana
nice.
On Park Boulevard.
That's
so
perfect.
That you knew where to pull in to the Smoothie King. He was awesome.
That's cool.
He was doing a great job at, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning out there dancing on Park Boulevard in his banana.
We don't have any special guests on the show. That's who we need.
The banana guy.
I will
stop by and speak with him tomorrow.
And I don't want to do a phoner. I want to do like him live.
What?
Live in studio.
Is that like old cool phone sex? Like with a phoner? What is that? Like,
that's
is
old,
that sexting?
That's old radio lingo, Hannah. Get with the program.
If you say so.
Phoner.
Yeah.
It's like a
those are the kinds of things you say when you're on a 100,000 watt radio station.
Yeah. Where well, this show deserves to be. Yeah.
He'll be going to retract that statement right quick.
Exactly.
Yeah, suck.
I'm going to get Dad the dancing banana costume for Halloween.
Talking about
phoners.
Well,
I mean, how cool would it be if while we're doing the show, he was just standing in the corner over there by the door doing his
peanut
thing.
Butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
And how exactly do you think Tilly is going to react to the dancing banana?
Hey, he's
going to
act like it's peanut butter
it's jelly. It's dance banana or else.
Yeah, she is going to kill
this big-ass dog will bite you.
She'll probably bite him anyway. He looks like a big chew toy.
Yeah.
Right.
Tilly-sized chew toy.
Right. Hey, let's talk about sports, man.
Sports, man.
All right. Do we need to do like a quick fiery?
Oh, that's
beverage?
Right. Why don't we do that? Let's do that.
I mean,
right.
It is
fire it up.
Hey,
happy hour.
If you've listened to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show in the past, one of the things that we tried to do quite often during 2016 is to visit and partake in a lot of the local craft breweries' offerings.
Yes.
And we did that a lot.
Yes.
And I've got a lot of cans. We saved one from every week, seems like, and we've got growler bottles and things like that. We can pretty much prove that we've sampled a lot of it.
Well,
like alcoholism in here.
Our Christmas tree was decorated with all of our different craft beer cans. Mm-hmm. We didn't try to hang any of the growlers.
We had a very unique tree.
Yes.
It was crafty.
It was crafty.
Nice.
And colorful.
Yep. So anyway, we decided that we were all putting on weight. From the craft beer.
Nothing to do with the Daily's double and triple hamburgers.
Not at all.
So we decided that we would try something a little bit different for a brief time. Here next week or the week after that, we might go right back into the craft beers.
You know, and
I love craft beer.
I do too, and I do want to get to Big Storm because they just launched their raspberry beer, and I really want to try that.
Look, I saw on, I guess on Facebook.
Okay.
They had three glasses lined up.
Yes.
One was like green apple green.
Yes.
And then there was like the raspberry one. And then I don't know what the other one
was. I'm not sure what they had it on Twitter.
Definitely need to try the green one.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I thought
too.
That
one's going to be good.
There's a trip to Big Storm in our future. Very right. near future.
So anyway, Hannah Claire, you are serving up what?
I don't know. She's making a big mess.
She's busy over there. I can see her.
I just poured up some Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire shots.
Tennessee Fire shots.
We're going to start off with that.
Please make them small shots.
Warm.
Or at least make mine a small shot.
I did. Don't worry.
Warm us from the inside
I do not do shots. So I will be sipping it. So.
All right. Well, I gave Ty the smallest one of all.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hey, got it wet.
Yep. Are we?
Yeah, go ahead and give me one.
There you are.
All right.
Okay.
Coolio.
Yes.
And here yep, I
let
am.
Me, I will see what's going on.
What do we got, an issue?
Okay.
Are we?
We got disconnected. Hold on. We keep going because we're still recording.
Well, let's keep going. That's right. Anytime this happens, we just got to keep going because this will be in the archives as a full show.
And so I just gave you all Tennessee Fire.
And let me tell you something. I just barely wet my lips with it. And now my tongue is numb.
Okay. So let's just back up for a second.
Okay. Back up for a second.
We, Hannah just served up.
Tennessee Fire.
We apologize for the drop in the action there. I think we're back up and running.
Hey, this is a reminder. If at any time during the show that you're listening, and from time to time the show will drop.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an internet show, and internet can be kind of hinky. So if it ever does drop and you want to catch the full action, please go to Radio St. Pete Archives.
Yes.
And you can catch the whole thing.
Yes.
Because even though it drops, we keep going, and it keeps recording.
Right.
Right?
And you might get a little extra language every now and then.
It's a little more
sometimes
colorful.
We get past it.
Yeah, a little colorful at times. But back to our Tennessee Fire. I haven't tried it yet.
You know what?
Ooh, it smells.
It's rough.
Let me tell you something. It's not rough. You know what? This could be dangerous. I could not imagine taking a whole shot of it.
A very similar one.
But sipping it.
That I prefer
right.
is called Hot Damn.
Ooh, what's
Hot
that?
And it has, it actually has, I think Hot Damn's the one where it actually has like sugar in the bottom of it. Like rock sugar.
You sure it's not crack?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Crack.
Or maybe it's aftershock. After
whatever. Oh,
I don't know. It's something.
This is like, remember Big Red Gum?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the aftertaste I have after that sip. I'm tasting Big Red Gum.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my lips are numb.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Tongue burns.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I am going to...
I'm going to sip this.
Sip this very slowly throughout the broadcast.
Well, next, I'm going to make a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shots.
Okay.
Which are going to be way more easier to drink.
And that's using the rum chata.
Rum chata
that we've used in the last couple of shows.
Yeah, rum chata and the Tennessee Fire.
Okay.
Makes it equal parts, makes a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shot.
That is like liquid Big Red Gum.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
It's rough.
But it's good.
And it's warm. It's like
it's very warm
down your throat.
It's
I feel
wonderful.
Like I should be chewing.
Yeah. if you are in like 32 degree weather outside,
you need some of this. Well, it's that big storm front is coming through.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not drink it all tonight. We're probably going to need some the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've established what we're going to lose our minds on tonight,
yes.
Let's go ahead and talk about sports, man.
Sports,
man.
Let's go NFL football. Well, the season is over for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
They finished with a record of 9-7.
That's, you know.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not great. You know, it came down to it. What was it? Last weekend. We had to win last weekend. But, I mean, there were a myriad of things that had to happen. I think I heard that two games had to end in a tie.
It was just ridiculous. Yeah. And I don't know, you know, bless the actuary who figured it all out.
Figured it all out.
That we did have this tiny shred of playoff hope.
Hope.
Right. Because I think it required 30 different things to happen.
Yeah, well, we're not alone. I mean, look, you win 9 games. That's one more than I had hoped that they would win this season.
Yeah, you were hoping that they would
win at least 8.
Right.
You know, and they won 9. That's not bad. Now, this weekend starts the NFL playoffs. So that's going to be kind of exciting because that's where we are in the season. On Saturday, tomorrow, let's see, the Raiders take on the Texans at 4:35. And then the Lions take on the Seahawks at 8:15. Let's see. On Sunday, the Dolphins take on the Steelers at 1:05 p.m. And then the Giants will be destroyed by the Packers at 4:40 p.m. That's just my prediction.
Yeah. We'll see.
Destroyed.
Destroyed. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, apparently, we apologize again. Apparently, we're having ongoing issues.
Okay. Like what?
Crap.
We just got a text that...
I just got a text that said
music keeps
cutting in.
Cutting in and out.
Yeah.
Well. I'm showing that we're streaming, so...
Okay. Well, let's just keep going. Like we said, if you want to catch the entire show, if you're afraid you missed anything, go to RadioSaintPete.com and go to the archives.
All right. We are going to attempt once again to reconnect.
Okay. Should I continue?
I think
I should.
Yeah. We are attempting again to reconnect.
Okay. Let's see.
Server.
My Tampa Bay Lightning are still struggling.
Yes.
I haven't received my jersey.
No.
The Bolts take on the Flyers tomorrow afternoon in Philly. That's all I got to say about that. I'm not going to give a full Tampa Bay Lightning sports review or update until I have my jersey.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. I'm sticking to it.
Well,
spiteful.
The last day that it was supposed to deliver was yesterday.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I saw the mailman, stop and then roll down the street. I went to the box. There was nothing in there. I almost chased him down the street. Are you sure it's not in the back?
That it's not in there.
Is it at Nana's house?
Why would she have it? Is she knitting it?
No, but her address is also listed on our Prime account.
Oh, okay.
So, didn't show up at Ty's house, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Did it?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Well, he wouldn't wear it.
Okay. Well, it's, hopefully it will be here. They're going to get a very strong message from me.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Big news sports-wise this weekend is Monday's college national championship game between Alabama and Clemson. The game will be played Monday at Ray J here in Tampa at 8 p.m. And, you would think that the Super Bowl was in town. Because there are all kinds of events going on. Concerts and you name it. There's going to be a huge concert over at Curtis Hickson Park. As a matter of fact, they constructed this huge stage, and it looks like an Erector set there. And I can show you the picture. It's just amazing. But some of the artists that are going to be there are Usher's going to be there, Flo Rida, Jay Farrow, Eric Paisley, Claire Dunn, just to name a few.
Too bad they couldn't get anybody cool.
That's not cool, Ty. That's really not cool. Let's see. On Friday, tonight, the headliner is going to be Eric Paisley and Claire Dunn. Oh, and the Shadow Boxers, not ever heard of them. Saturday, Flo Rida will headline with additional performances by Rachel Platten and Cold War Kids. On Sunday, comedian Jay Farrow hosts with Usher, taking center stage as the headline act. Additional performances include Gavin DeGraw and Jamie N. Commons. And then I guess fireworks are to follow up on just about every one of those evenings. And then, of course, the big game is on Monday at 8 p.m. over at Raymond James Stadium here in Tampa. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hey, one of the things that city officials have been saying about this whole weekend, because there are a lot of visitors here in town, is that try to look for alternate travel.
Transportation.
Uber, Lyft, because I guess parking is going to be an issue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the things that they did say is that, hey, why not use our new Cross Bay Ferry?
Right. Yeah.
Now, the only thing about the Cross Bay Ferry, it's great. It's going to take you right downtown in Tampa, but it's going to be closed on Saturday because there are so much boat traffic's going to be on Saturday. Mm. And there are two, like, Starline cruise ships that kind of share the same docking area.
Oh.
But they've got a couple of different big parties for, like, you know, the game weekend,
right?
That are going to take up the Cross Bay Ferry's docking area.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and I also saw with our, you know, winter storm coming through.
Right.
They're predicting in the Gulf 6 to 8 foot seas.
Right.
Now the bay is calmer, sure, obviously, than the Gulf.
Right.
But the bay gets a little rough.
It's a bit chappy.
Exactly. So.
Well, if you're looking to take the Cross Bay Ferry, don't look to take it on Saturday. But then you can take it again. Well, you can take it tonight. If
right,
you want
tonight.
To, because there are festivities tonight.
Yes.
But and you can take it Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
Just not Saturday.
Just not Saturday.
Right.
Well, and
let's see. I love this story. Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
Are
yes.
Are pit bulls bad, or
no,
do they just get a bad rap?
They get a bad rap.
Ty, what do you think?
It's a bit of both.
I mean,
what are you trying to say?
Ty, you're not a dog person. So, I mean, if you saw a pit bull coming down the street, I mean, are you going to be like, oh, no, I got to change over to the other side?
Who's walking it?
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
Or if it's walking on its own, I'm going to, like, kind of move,
right,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't have anybody with it.
Do you think pit bulls are a product of bad parenting?
Yes.
I think
bad pit bulls.
Parenting has a lot to do with it,
mm-hmm,
but they're also, what am I trying to say?
Well,
kind of free thinkers.
Well, they are an aggressive breed.
Oh,
yeah.
They can be.
Mm-hmm.
They're willful at times.
Let's see. I mean, I know people that have pit bulls, and they claim that they are the sweetest dogs that you can have.
Yes, and very loyal.
I mean, think about our Tilly. Tilly is every bit of 125, 130 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
To somebody who doesn't know her, she looks pretty ominous.
She's very scary.
Right, I mean, she's a scary-looking dog, but she's just the sweetest, goofy dog, I mean, you've ever met.
Right.
You know.
But when she gets unhappy, she definitely lets you know.
Right.
Right, but she's not, like, violent about it.
No. We got lucky.
She gets pushy.
She gets very pushy.
And she will push her weight around, that's for sure.
Yes, she will, and she will bark at you, mm-hmm, and she will
let you know.
She will.
It's time to move.
Exactly. You know, get to the food bucket.
Yeah, right.
Lady.
Let's go outside.
Right.
Yeah, the lady at Bark Life today said, oh, yeah, you can bring her in anytime and sample treats and stuff. I was like, yeah, no.
No.
That's never going to happen.
I don't want her dragging me through this store.
Or eating that little dog, you know, that's coming to get its hair cut.
Mm-hmm. You know. God, can you imagine? Remember when we used to take her to her little checkups or, like, puppy checkups?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was all you'd do to hold her back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And most of the time,
she was always the biggest puppy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to play with everybody.
Right. But she grew like 10 pounds a month. She was a
week.
Monster.
She was huge.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. It says, today's pit bull is a descendant of the original English bull baiting dog. And that's a dog that was bred to bite and hold bulls, bears, and other large animals around the face and head.
Oh. By the nuts.
Oh, okay.
That'll do it.
It says, when baiting large animals was outlawed in the 1800s, people turned instead to fighting their dogs against each other.
Oh.
Which is not cool.
Oh, no. That's better. Yeah. No. Great.
Yeah, that's not cool at all. So, anyway, last Friday, a pit bull named Scarface.
Lovable guy.
Yeah.
Bit its owner and attacked two other family members. Why, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Scarface's mother, 52-year-old Brenda Guerrero, tried to put a sweater on him.
Yes, a Christmas sweater.
Probably, yeah, one of those ugly Christmas sweaters.
Oh, my God, I almost bought Tilly a sweater today.
You could have got mauled.
I could have got mauled.
And then when we got home, she would have mauled us. It says, after biting Mom, Scarface then attacked Dad, 46-year-old Ismael Guerrero. Ismael was probably laughing at Scarface.
Probably.
Scarface wasn't having it.
No.
The third person attacked was Scarface's brother, 22-year-old Antoine Harris. Antoine tried to stop the attack by stabbing Scarface the head and neck.
Oh, man.
With what?
A knife.
Okay, so again.
They needed some doggy pepper spray on hand.
Yes.
They are unprepared.
This dog was pissed.
And, you know, they need that.
May have been a little upset.
That kick in the butt.
I don't
trick.
Like sweaters.
The trick is you're supposed to poke them in the butt.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I'm going to stick my finger in a pit bull's butt.
Yeah, while it's biting someone else. That's
you're supposed to
happen.
Make them stop.
You're not
going to
draw back a nub. You're going to be armless. Yeah. Going to take it off at the shoulder.
It's going to be stuck in his butt.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, animal control got involved, tranquilized Scarface, and hauled his ass off to the pound. Scarface, unfortunately, has since been euthanized.
Well, yeah. If the stab wounds didn't do it.
And it's all because he didn't want to wear that ugly Christmas sweater.
And it
Merry
was...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And it was like 83 degrees outside.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's hot out. And, you know, were they putting it on him nicely?
I don't know.
Or are they, you know, yanking at him?
I mean, her name is Brenda.
Him. Come on, Brenda.
How nice is a girl named Brenda?
Not very.
Right. Not nice to pit bulls, anyway.
Not that one. Mm-hmm. Not that one.
Yeah. So maybe we should take a break.
Okay. We keep bouncing in and out, and I don't know why. So
right,
I apologize.
Well, that's okay. Let's go ahead and take a break. One of the things that I failed to mention early on in the show is that we do take phone calls.
Yes.
If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1, and we will respond to your tweet.
If you can hear us.
If you can hear us. Right, exactly.
So.
Anyway, when we come back, we were just talking about these pit bulls and whether or not they are a product of their upbringing. I got a story about a human that may very well have been a product of his upbringing.
Oh.
So we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We will be right back.
Don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out, they're hanging around. My woman said, hey Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red.
Everybody's looking out for him because they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to him sing and tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red. Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red. Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing to town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Panama Red. Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and like I said earlier, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Before the break, I kind of teased a little bit of a story about a human being that may not have been raised right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Much like a pit bull. If you think back to June 7th, 2015, this jerk, Dylan Roof, at the time he was 21 years old, goes into the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church and killed 9 people during a Bible study session.
Right.
Unbelievable. I mean, just a horrible crime.
Yes. You know?
Since then, he's decided that he's going to basically represent himself in court.
Nice.
Why they're having a court, even a trial, I don't even know.
Right.
I think in the long run, what's happening is the trial is all about whether or not he's going to get the death sentence or spend the rest of his life in prison.
Right.
Personally, I think giving him the death sentence is the easy way out.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him rot in prison for the rest of his life.
Right.
He's 21, 22 years old right now. That's a long time
long
to spend.
Long time, yeah.
Still, though, that's, I mean, we got to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. What really bothers me to this day, I guess at this point, I mean, this kid is so rebellious, so brainwashed by whatever, I don't know, neo-Nazi or racist, What do you call it? I mean,
beliefs,
this kid has been raised wrong. You know, how this kid, and, you know, I mean, he looks like a regular kid, you know, but he is mixed up, completely mixed up. Apparently, when he was locked up back in 2015, he started writing like this manifesto, and in court, in front of witnesses, in family members of the people that were killed, they start reading off these like notations from his sort of manifesto. I would like to make it perfectly clear. I do not regret what I did. Mm. That's one thing that he wrote.
Nice. Unbelievable. Yeah.
It says, I am not sorry. I have not shed a tear for the innocent people I killed. Roof, who was then 21, continued, I do feel sorry for the innocent white children forced to live in this sick country, and I do feel sorry for the innocent white people that are killed daily at the hands of the lower race. I have shed a tear of self-pity for myself. I feel pity that I had to do what I did in the first place. I feel pity that I had to give up my life because of a situation that should never have existed.
Wow.
I mean, come on, man.
Maybe just, you know, burn him in public.
Well, you know what? If there's a candidate for that, he certainly...
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, this is a 22-year-old kid.
That's
with crazy. Filled with that much hate.
Right.
Yeah. I mean... Was he raised like a beaten pit bull? I mean, how do you get so mean?
Right. That's what it seems like to me.
I just don't get it. I really don't get how you can be that mean.
That
heartless.
Cynical.
Cold. Yeah. You know? It's sad.
And yet superior at the same time.
Oh, right. Yeah. And the thing is, I just read you what he wrote.
Yeah.
That's well spoken.
Right.
It's not like he's a dumb kid.
Right.
I mean, that's this well kid's got something out. Going on in his head. I mean, he's seems to be fairly intelligent right. by, you know, if put you look together. At what he wrote.
But
you know
his
what I mean?
Belief system is
twisted.
Very. Oh my God.
He's only ever seen the first half of American History X.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Very sad.
And it's it, what's sad is that, you know, that it happens.
Right.
And there are people out there who truly feel and believe that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I,
it's scary.
Scary. It is scary.
Yeah.
You know, because when they decide that they don't like something, it could be anything.
Right.
You know,
at any time.
At any time. And then put that dialed in hatred, mm-hmm. that target could end up anywhere yeah. on anyone.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you think he's a Trump fan?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? I think he's a fan of himself. I think it almost seems like he feels like he's above everything.
Right.
You know, he probably feels like he's almost sort of Hitlerish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
Got a whole thing about that. Anyway, hey, Hannah Claire, do you remember that video? I think it was on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Of like the three-lane road.
Yes.
Three cars sitting at the stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
When the light turned green, they all went, and that truck came from like the right and just plowed through all of those cars.
Oh, no.
I mean, honey, I've never seen anything like it. It disintegrated those cars like they were made of paper.
Yeah.
It was like, it was just like a, all of a sudden, this, you see this truck coming and then confetti.
Yeah.
It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, I have to say, ever since I've seen that,
mm-hmm.
I've changed my way of driving.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've always been, if I'm the first, if I'm up there at the line.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm in a dragster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as soon as that light turns, I nail it. And because I've always felt like, the safest way to drive for me is to be away from the other cars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want to get a little bit of a lead on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're probably all going to get to the next stoplight at the same time, but I like
I'm gonna get
that freedom of being kind of by myself. Right. You know? But you really have to, when that light turns green, you've got to look left, look right, look left, and look right twice.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you never know. Every morning when I'm on my way to work, I mean, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's actually about 5:45 in the morning. Not very many cars on the road.
Yeah.
No, but that actually can make it more dangerous.
Yeah. Who's coming home from the bar?
Well, and you know? they think no one else is on the road either.
Right.
Oh, I don't need to stop for that red light. I don't need to stop for that stop sign at, you know, the end of the street or the middle of the intersection.
Right. Well, the reason I brought this up, because I think it was Wednesday morning. Every morning when I get up to go to work, I turn on Bay News 9, and I didn't see the whole story on Bay News 9.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did see was a black, like, four-door sedan.
Yes.
Okay. Half of it was here. Mm.
Half of it was here.
And mangled.
Wow.
Then about 100 feet down the road on the opposite side was the other half of the car.
100 yards.
100 yards. So that's 300 feet.
Yes.
Down the street. I mean, this guy hit him.
Right. That whole 100 yards was just littered.
I've not ever seen a car cut in half like that.
Yeah.
Now, the driver of that car obviously died.
Yeah.
And he was like a father of three, that kind of thing. I think he was on his way to work, had an early shift, that kind of thing. The guy that hit him was drunk.
Mm. Right.
You know, I don't even think that person got hurt.
Right. Probably not.
You know, but it's like you've got to be so careful.
Yeah.
Right.
When you're the number one car at that light, man, when that light turns green, look both ways, man.
Definitely.
Because you never know who's, you know, what jerk off is coming down the road. And going to run that light. Here's a picture of the front half of the car, Ty. That's what that looked like. I mean, literally, cut it in half.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah.
That'll buff right out.
We can buff that right out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll just buff it right out.
Yeah, buff it out.
Yeah. So, do we want to talk about movies and entertainment? Why don't we do that?
Yes, we Why can.
Okay. Did anybody see anything in the last week?
No, we have not.
Have not seen anything.
I watched Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
Did you see that really at good. The theater or?
No, Redbox.
Okay.
Nice.
That's one of those Pixar movies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cute.
Those Pixar movies are pretty cool.
It was a good one.
Do you think it's true? Do you think that's what Tilly's doing at home?
Maybe. There's a good possibility for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything that anybody wants to see? Anything that you know that's out that anybody is dying to see?
I still want to see Why Him.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I still want to see that too, but I don't even see that listed on any of these lists here. That kind of is one of those movies that came and went. Probably going to have to wait to see that on Netflix.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Or buy it. You know what I mean? When it comes out in Vidya. One of the biggest movies that's out right now is called A Monster Calls. And Steve Persoff in the Tampa Bay Times gave it an A.
Oh.
So I do not have Charlie Jewell's critiques. Charlie Jewell is the movie critic guru from RadioSt.Pete.com.
Yes.
Him and Hannah Buckdahl. They do a great job on that show. I always like listening to that.
Well, and, you know, Charlie does his movie reviews.
Right.
And then he and Hannah get together.
Yeah.
And Joe mentioned this on Job Talk.
Right.
Hannah's job is pretty much to disagree with Charlie.
Yeah, right. Well, that's cool. You got to have that. You know.
To point out the error of his ways.
Kind of like a Siskel and Ebert.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's probably much cuter than Ebert.
I'm sure.
Or Siskel.
Yeah,
the bar was
one.
Not set very high.
Hey, what'd Joe say on that job talk that Charlie is what, an Air Force officer? Intelligence officer.
Oh, well, he was. He right. was, and he won the
SMOT.
The Bronze Star or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
I mean, here, you know, since 1985, I've been thinking I've been this big Marine hero.
Right. Big yeah. Marine veteran there.
I don't have any medals.
Right.
Nothing like that. Well, Bronze Star's a big deal.
Yeah.
You got lots of bottle caps, though. Yeah. Put those on there.
I have some medals, but they're all good conduct. Yeah, the stuff like that.
Hey, that's not overrated.
Perfect yeah. attendance.
Yeah, perfect yeah. attendance.
Never
they,
late.
They didn't give me medals. They gave me participation trophies.
Right.
Well-groomed.
Well-groomed. Right.
Best dancer.
Master typer.
Master.
Best at the dead bug.
Best dancer at the Marine Corps ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best pink eye award.
Right. Old Charlie Jewell got medals for his big brain and being brave and stuff like that.
Right.
I got to meet him.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You could be nice.
I got to make up some big war story.
You could trade war stories, I was going to say.
He's so smart, he'd be like, no, didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Because I'd be messing up all the names where the wars were and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, you can tell him about
never happened.
Your hazardous duty station
in Hawaii for 4 years.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It was rough, man.
It was rough.
I was there on Endor.
Yeah.
They made us run 10 miles a week, damn it.
Yeah.
In the heat.
And then they had to play water polo.
Huge bugs.
Volleyball.
And flag football. And softball.
Softball.
It was a bitch.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They made us type all day.
Right.
It was bad.
Go outside.
Bad news, man. Bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Still wake up screaming about it.
Yeah, like I said, this A Monster Call has got a grade A. And let's see what else do we have.
Is that the one that has the baby Groot in it? Or is that a different movie?
What?
It's the one that looks like the monster looks like it's like part of a tree or something.
Oh, okay.
The monster looks like a big ball of roots or something.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
Yeah. Here, you can look at the picture, Ty. Let's see. Another movie that looks good to me is called Hidden in History.
Ooh.
And these are people. It says three African American women worked to win the space race in an atmosphere of racial prejudice.
Yeah.
So apparently these three black chicks are super smart. They're like rocket scientists. And because of what was going on in America as far as race goes, they were kept in the back.
Right.
You know, in the rear with the gear. But these girls were so smart that they were like Apollo 13.
Yeah.
When things started going bad, these chicks were like, hey, man, grab the duct tape. Grab that, you know, whatever. Get grab the sole off your boot. Whatever, right. You know.
Let me get my pencil
and
do the math.
They were figuring stuff out.
You've got things that will work. Hold on.
Steve Purcell gave that movie a B+.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do want to see that one.
I do too.
We need to make a list.
Yep. So I thought I had a third movie. I guess I don't. Hey, one of the things that I really want to see, this is coming, let's see, when is it? February 11th.
Could this be the third movie?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
This is actually a comedy show.
Oh.
February 11th at Ruth Eckert Hall, Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Oh, wow.
I want to see that.
Yeah, so I
heard the two of them interviewed on the Mike Calta show on 102.5, The Bone, and funny.
I love Steve Martin.
Oh, I love both of them. I think they're both very funny, and they're both both very funny together. What was the movie they were in? Three Amigos.
Yeah,
Three Amigos.
Hysterical
yes.
movie.
Hysterical yes.
movie. Yep. So anyway, like I said, they're coming Saturday, February 11th.
Oh, and it's a Saturday?
Yes.
Perfect.
At Ruth Eckert Hall.
Well, I'm writing that down right now.
Ty, you probably want to go see Gallagher. He's coming Friday, February the 3rd.
He's actually pretty funny.
Ruth Eckert. Hey, Jim Brewer, I wouldn't mind seeing him.
Yeah, Jim Brewer's pretty good.
He's actually coming Friday, March 3rd to Ruth Eckert Hall.
So are we...
Carrot Top, Hannah. Your favorite, Carrot Top.
Okay.
He's coming Wednesday, March 22nd. Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
Well, she's not coming until Saturday, July 29th, but she's also going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall. Lewis Black.
Oh.
Now, Lewis Black
that's
is
one
coming.
To see.
He's coming Thursday, January 12th.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Like next week.
If we could go, well, yeah, it might be too late to get the tickets for that.
January 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday.
That's Ruth Eckert Hall, but it also. I guess Ruth Eckert Hall is part of Capitol Theater?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
So I wonder where it's actually being held, at Ruth Eckert Hall or Capitol Theater.
I don't know, but I will check. Saturday, February 11th with Steve Martin.
Jerry Seinfeld is coming Thursday and Friday, two nights, January 26th and 27th. Billy Crystal's coming Tuesday, January 31st.
Wow. What a great lineup.
Sinbad, Ty, your favorite Sinbad. He's coming Saturday, March 18th.
Funny.
He is pretty funny. Who else? Paula Poundstone, Friday, March 10th.
She's pretty good.
Kathleen Madigan, she's pretty funny. And Tom Segura. Have you ever seen Tom Segura?
I have not.
He's funny. He's definitely funny. He's coming Sunday, January 22nd at the, Capitol Theater or Ruth Eckert Hall.
Wow.
If you want more information about Ruth Eckert Hall, you can call 727-791-7400 or go to RuthEckertHall.com.
727-791-7400.
Hold
on. I'm trying to write things down as you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do we have?
The fire has kicked in a little. Some of my loops were going the wrong direction.
Uh-oh.
Woo.
It was like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, I haven't even done the second drink.
So. Nines go the other way.
Right. Where are those?
I'm not going to know how to dial the P.
I haven't mixed them up yet.
Well,
I haven't gotten the signal.
That's the one I'm waiting for. That's
all right. Well, you know what? I'll mix them up now.
Hey.
Yeah, start getting them together, and we'll have them at the top of the hour.
Right.
Just after 7 o'clock, we'll have our Cinnamon Toast Crunch shots.
Mm-hmm. Man, we do still have a big show to go. Are we even on air?
We currently are.
We keep fading in and out.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we keep dropping and
If you keep losing the show, please go to Radio St. Pete's archives and you'll be able to check out the whole thing, because even though it drops, we record the entire way.
Right. So well, cool. And go to the archives probably tomorrow. I get them loaded up Saturday, usually Saturday mornings. They're usually available by Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, yeah. Please don't tune out. We got a lot more to go, and we need you to keep up.
Keep up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, we do. We're gonna have play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
All right. We've got. I've got some gadgets I want to tell you about.
No.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I've got. I got a couple of other juicy things that I want to talk about.
And juicy.
Juicy, not moist. Gross. Juicy.
Yikes.
Okay.
All right. Let's get on with these shots. Hurry up.
Why don't we go ahead?
Hour.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. I apologize from the bottom of my heart for the dropping of the show. But like I say, keep listening. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a break. And
yes.
When we come back.
Shots.
Shots.
Yes.
Tetanus. And we'll get into the rest of the show. We'll be right back.
I'm a love man. Call me the love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me. I'm a love man. I'm 6 feet one, weight 210. Long hair and pretty pale skin. About it. I wanna make you everything alright. Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Big, big old love man. 6 feet, one weight, 210. A long hair and pretty fair skin. I'm long legged and I'm out of sight. My baby, I wanna take you on. I'm a love man. Take your hand, let me holler one time. Ow! Love man, that's all I am, man. I'm just a love man. Ooh, baby, call me the love man. That's I am, I'm just a love man. Let me tell you something. Which one you girl want me to hold you? Which one of you girls want me to kiss? Which one of you girls want me to take you up?